Hello, buddies. Welcome back to the 15-minute podcast, 15 minutes with friends. This is already starting off on a terrible foot. Welcome back, guys. This is me, Frank Gill, Frank the Tank, Pastor Tank, and I'm here in your ears or in your car or wherever, back with another week of 15 minutes with Frank, and this week is going to be different, friends. This is going to be a unique episode because a lot of things didn't happen, and there's a lot of new things I'm introducing today. So let's just dive in. First off, if you haven't done so, subscribe to the podcast. So make sure you go to iTunes. We are now on Google Play, and maybe we're on that other one, Stitcher, whatever that one is. Maybe not. We're probably not on that, but we're for sure on Google Play, and we're for sure on iTunes. So make sure you're subscribed. Okay, make sure you're on there. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. So that way, whenever a new episode comes out, it goes straight to your phone. You get the little notification, new episode, the little orange icon with my beard in it, and you'll be good to go. All right, I'm on iTunes. I'm on Google Play. I may be on Stitcher or whatever that one is called. I might not be. I applied 5 days ago, and it'll take 5 days to get accepted. It's been 5 days. So I might be on there. Who knows? Like, no one really knows, really. Like, you just put these episodes on the internet, and you wonder what is a cloud? I don't know what a cloud is. Do you know what a cloud is? I don't really know. A server, probably. These are all ones and zeros. We're way off task now. Let's get back on pace. All right. So subscribe to the podcast, and also subscribe to the email mailing list. Wow. Let's start back. Ready? Get on the email list, all right? If you go to frankgill.me, on every single episode, there's a box where you can put your name and your email. I've always said subliminal stuff is going to be posted on it. Not subliminal. Surprise, secret stuff is going to be sent through the email. And so first off, if you've subscribed to the email list, you are my friends, all right? We are close friends, and I really, really appreciate you. But if you haven't done so, please subscribe to the email list, because now I have stuff for you. And so this is what's going to happen, right? Here on out, if you subscribe to my email list, you're going to get an ebook for free. My ebook. I wrote an ebook, guys. I'm an author now. I am a certified Nobel Prize winning author. No, that's not true. But I wrote a book, and it's called... It's an ebook, so it's really small. It's like a really big blog post, basically. It's 10 preaching tips to students. 10 tips for you to talk to students. You know, a lot of people have asked me, you know, hey Frank, do you have any ideas, any tips for preaching? And so I said, sure. And I wrote a book about it. It's a really small book. It's like an ebook. So anyways, I wrote a small book, and it's when you subscribe to the podcast, you will get an email back, and you'll be able to download my ebook, and you'll be able to steal any ideas that you like in there, throw away any ideas you hate from there, whatever you want. And if you've already subscribed to the podcast, a few of you have already done so, that's the podcast, but subscribe to the email list. If you've already done so, you're going to get an email when this episode comes out. Like, the moment this episode comes out, you're going to get an email from me saying, hey, the episode's out, and also... check this out. You get to download automatically. You're special because you get to do this. And you know what? I'm going to do something else. I'm going to throw in a game. So hopefully I remember to do this when I actually make the email, but I'm going to throw in a game. Since you guys were the OGs of this mail, of this mailing list, I'm going to throw in something extra for you. But guess what? The people hearing this episode right now who have not signed up for the mailing list are not going to get that free game. It's those of you, you're going to check your email, and you're not going to have even heard this episode yet, and you're going to be like, what? Why is he giving me all this stuff? A book and a game? Yeah. And I know some of y'all listen to the podcast, and you're like, I don't want open emails. Well, if you have subscribed to the podcast email and you're listening to this, go to your email now and open it. And this should be a warning, a cautionary tale. You should open your emails, because that's rude when people send you emails and you don't open them. So anyways, so from here on out, If you subscribe for the mailing list, you're going to get my ebook. If you've already subscribed to my mailing list, I'm going to give you my ebook and I'm going to give you a game I've made already, all right? Super awesome stuff. Secret stuff. Only you're going to get. No one else gets this stuff. Awesome stuff. Well, everyone's going to get the ebook, but no one else is going to get this game. Like, I might not even ever sell this game. Well, I probably will. Who am I kidding? But you're going to get this game before anyone else, all right? So thank you, friends, for subscribing to the podcast, the mailing list, and the podcast. This ebook stuff is going to be great. Hopefully you'll love it. You'll learn from it. You'll benefit from it. I would love to hear from you. Tell me how maybe some of these lessons, these tips have helped your ministry, or maybe you have some extra tips for me. Like, I'm always willing to learn. Like, you know, leaders are learners, and I'm willing to learn how to be a better preacher, better speaker to students. And maybe if you have some tips, you're like, hey, Frank, I saw that you think this is a good idea. Well, I also think this is a good idea. Well, I'll take your good idea because I'm always down for ideas that are good. So, yes, that's awesome. And one other thing. I'm going to do something else that's new, that's exciting, is I have a shirt that has my beard on it. And, like, I wear it often. Like, in my youth group, my last youth group before I left Arkansas, one of our last t-shirts I ever made was a t-shirt with my face on it. And literally, it's the logo of our podcast. And the kids loved it. They thought it was the coolest shirt ever, and they wear it all the time. Parents of the students bought the shirts, and they wear it all the time. And people asking, like, what does that shirt mean? It's like, well, it's this guy named Frank. You should have met him. Now he lives in Milwaukee now, but he's a pretty, you know, they talk about me. And it's awesome. It's great. And so a few of y'all said, if I could get the shirt, I would wear it. Well, boom, it's now available. It's available now. It's on my website. You go to store, you'll be able to buy my shirt. You can also, for you coffee drinkers, you coffee connoisseurs, there's a mug with my mug on it. There's a mug with my mug on it, all right? So anyways, as this sounds super, like what's the word? Narcissistic. And I promise it's not. It's the logo of my podcast. It's not about me. It's about the podcast. It's about leading kids towards Jesus, right? There's a store now and you can buy this stuff. And listen, if you buy this stuff, you're supporting me, you're supporting this ministry, you're supporting this podcast. If this podcast has been beneficial and you want a sweet new mug, get it. And like, you're supporting me, you're supporting this podcast, you're supporting what I'm trying to do here. You're supporting the mission, the cause. You're a friend. And in honor of the fact that we have now a shirt and a mug, I want to do something special. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to choose two people. One person that signs up for my email newsletter, and one person that rates and reviews my podcast. So listen to me clearly, because there's two people can win this, all right? And so you have two opportunities to win a shirt or a mug. Your choice. Like, I'll ask you, like, do you want a shirt? If you do, then tell me your size. Or do you want a mug? Cool, I'll get you a mug, right? And I'll mail this to you. Like, you'll have my personal mailing address, because I'll be on the return address, and you'll know exactly where I live, because that's creepy. But yeah, so here's one way to win is to subscribe to my mailing newsletter. So you go to franco.me and you click on the podcast episode, whatever this episode is or any previous episode, it's all there. And you click on the subscribe to my newsletter and you put your email and your name, and then I'm going to pick one person from all the people who subscribe to my email newsletters. I'm going to choose one person. You're going to get the ebook for free. Like, that's already, like, you automatically win because you get an ebook. But I'm going to choose one person from that to get either a shirt or a mug. Your choice. If you like coffee, you can get the mug. If you just want a cool t-shirt, you can get the t-shirt. That's fine. And now on the other end, if you rate and put a review on iTunes, guys. I'm sorry. If you are listening on Google Play, I don't know anything about that. Like, I really, like, I just, someone just told me, hey, you should put it on Google Play. And I was like, oh, that's the thing. I should do that. I have respect for my Android friends, but I just don't have Android, so I don't know much about the world. But if you have iTunes, or you have a way to hack into iTunes to write a rate and review, do that for this podcast. That would be super helpful. At least at minimum, if you can be just gracious enough, just please, gracious enough, put 5 stars. I mean, that's humble, right? 5 stars, that'd be great. If you put 5 stars and write a review about this podcast and what you think about it, I'm going to choose one of those people to win a shirt or a cup or a mug. I'm going to use that Pick Me app from the DYM Games thing. So I'll put all the names in the Pick Me app. I might, I don't know, maybe I'll do it live over a podcast. Like, you can't see anything, but you hear the, you know, you'll hear it, and I can just tell you what it says. And maybe I'll, like, record a video so you know I'm not cheating. I don't know how this will work. I haven't thought this through, but this is what I'm doing. I'm choosing two people, one from my email mailing list and one from my iTunes reviews and rating from my podcast on the iTunes channel. And I'm going to pick someone to win a shirt or a cup. And the deadline for this is Friday morning at like 9 a.m. Eastern. Because Friday, I'm going to record a podcast, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to pick someone. So you have, like, 5 days. Like, from the time you hear this till Friday, let's see, what date is that exactly? Because some of you might be in the future listening to this. You're like, is it this Friday? No, it's not this Friday, because this is in the past. Friday the 21st. You have till Friday the 21st to rate and review or subscribe to the mailing list. Those are your two options. You can do one of those two things, or you can do both. You can do both. And guess what? If you've already rated and reviewed, or you've already joined the mailing list, you're already entered, so you're good. So maybe you're already on the mailing list, but you never rated and reviewed, go rate and review. Or maybe you've rated and reviewed, but you've never been on the mailing list, go join the mailing list. If you're listening to this podcast, you're already doing something right, so you're on the right foot. Anyways, do that. You can win a shirt or a mug. And maybe if you don't win, who cares? You can still buy it, all right? FrankGill.me, you click on store, there's two products, it's a wonderful place, wonderful high quality, made in America stuff, I'm assuming, I think it is, yes, and if it's not made in America, it's still quality stuff, and yeah, you can get it. All right, let's move on. I'll remind you at the end so you don't forget. So we did not have any fuse this past weekend because of Easter. The Lord has risen, he has risen indeed, and so because of that, we didn't have a youth group because we meet on Sunday night, so we feel like, you know, kids should be with their families. And probably if we had youth group, we probably would have had like a small group of kids. But I didn't want to do that for my leaders. I wanted them to give a night break. You know, a lot of my leaders really appreciate that. So, but on the other hand, I got to baptize three of my students. It was amazing, friends. It was awesome. Like I loved it. I loved having the opportunity to baptize kids. I mean, you know, I know some of y'all, you know, you get the opportunity to baptize kids at summer camp or baptize kids actually during your youth services. I'm a little jealous of that. Like, I wish I could baptize kids whenever I want. But our church has, like, this policy. I don't know if it's a policy. That sounds a little strong. It has a desire for our students to be enveloped into everything else the rest of our church does. So, like, we want to make sure there's no, like, silos in our ministries, right? And so if the adults are doing it and a student wants to do the same thing, we involve everyone together. And so the only place to be baptized in our church is like three times a year, on Easter, in the summer at a lake, or in the fall in our sanctuary again too, in these like pig troughs. Literally, you're like these giant pig troughs. I think they're pig troughs. Could be like cow troughs or whatever that we put water in. They're clean. And so we baptize them three times. We have three baptisms a year, and they're pretty significant. Like, we had a ton of people getting baptized this year on Easter, and it was a big deal. And I got to baptize everybody, like all the people at my campus. I got to baptize all of them, but three of those people were students from my ministry, and I just love it. Like, I always say, the most tangible evidence that you're doing something right in your ministry is when you're baptizing kids, or when it's the future and they come back and tell you you did something right. Yep, those are two tangible ways you did something right. Because, like, you know, student ministry is not a place where, like, you're going to get, like, immediate feedback. You know, they're not patting you on your back, shaking your hand, saying you did a good job. Like, even parents aren't always doing that, right? But when you're baptizing kids, that means, like, somewhere along the line, they got it, right? Like, they understood of what Jesus has done for them, and that, like, you've communicated, or your small group leader has communicated that the gospel has penetrated their hearts, and now you have the opportunity to baptize them. And, like, these three girls that I got to baptize, they're amazing girls who truly get it, and it just makes me so glad that I had the privilege of being part of a a monumental moment in their lives. It was amazing. I get emotional even thinking about it. And I'm being sincere here. Like, I love those girls, and I love the fact that I was able to be a part of it, and it's just great. So there's no youth group to talk about. Like, I don't have anything to talk to about, like, the games I did the night before and stuff like that. And listen, like, if you're looking for games, if you go to frankel.me and click on resources on the top, I have three games, I think two or three games in the DYM store that I would love for you to get that I think are pretty solid games. But if you're looking for games and you're looking for messages and or ideas for services, please listen to past episodes. But this week, we don't have anything because we don't have a service. And actually, what's crazy is next week, I won't even be in the country. I will actually be in Guatemala. And so because I'll be in Guatemala, I'm on a missions trip, an adult missions trip for my church. There'll be an episode next week, but it won't be about Fuse, about what I did the night before, but I'll be telling you what I did in preparation for my Fuse night, because it's still happening. It's going to be ran by my leaders, and I have a guest speaker coming in, and that's always fun, right? Your youth group running without you, it's nerve-wracking, but it's amazing when it can work. And I believe it works because it's happened before. My youth group leaders are amazing. I trust them with anything. I know if I were to die tonight, the youth group would still run perfectly, because those are some of the greatest days I've ever had. My best friend is in there. It's great people. I love them. I trust them. They're killing it. But one thing I want to talk to you about my leaders is the reason why they're so great, and I believe they're so great, isn't because of necessarily something I've done particularly, but because of the training they're being a part of. And this isn't a sponsor pitch. I'm not being sponsored by anybody yet. If anybody is listening to this and they want to sponsor my podcast, it's wide open. It's open to do that. But one thing I want to talk to you about, I've been hinting about this for weeks, and now I get to talk to you about it. DYM University. Yikes, friends. This thing is platinum. Platinum. It's so good. So basically, I've been looking for ways to resource my volunteers, to train them, to teach them, to lead them in ways to help them be better leaders and just better at ministry. And it's one of those things where it's like, it's time consuming. And you're already building enough curriculum and material for your kids. To do this for your volunteers is a lot of work. DYM has come up with a resource called DYM University that literally trains your leaders for you, and you can track the progress, and it is, and they it's comprehensive. They talk about so much stuff, and our leaders absolutely love it. They absolutely love it. They're doing it. They've given me feedback, and they said that it's great. They've learned so much. I hear them talking about it when no one's around. It's amazing, guys. DYM University. I think it's dymuniversity.com. If you go to there, if you go to the DYM website, it's like the big banner at the top. Listen, I'll link it in the website in the show notes. It's like $200 a year for a site-wide website, for a site-wide license. It's worth it. I have a site-wide license, and it is amazing, guys. Like, all my leaders are doing it, and they absolutely love it. In another episode, maybe I can tell you guys how I implemented it, and I can also tell you a little bit about how I some of the incentives I give for my leaders for doing it. But they're doing it, and they're absolutely loving it. I can promise you that DYM University will be a benefit for your ministry. Again, they're not paying me to do this. They're not, like, I'm not getting any kickback. You know, they should. Josh and Doug, if you're listening to this, give me some money for pitching DYM University so hard, because this is so good. But you know what? I don't need the money, because this really is something I believe in, guys. This is a killer app, a killer program, and my leaders are using it, and they're loving it. And they actually have funny comments about the videos and about the curriculum. Anyways, you guys can check it out. There's like one free session. You can kind of get a glimpse of it. It's worth it. It's literally, like, when it comes to, like, Dead Cat was a game changer, DYM University is even a bigger game changer than that. I'm being serious, guys. It's killer. Anyways, next week I'm going to Guatemala. I'm looking forward to it, but you will hear from me this week. Again, I'll do a podcast Friday, because this Friday I'm going to announce the winners of the people who rate and subscribe and review my iTunes, as well as the people who subscribe to my mailing list. You have till Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern, and then I'm going to make a podcast. I'm going to record live on the podcast, which will be recorded, so it won't be live. It'll be kind of live. it'd be live in front of me of who wins the shirt or the cup. I'm going to email you or contact you some way, some form, how to contact you and let you know that you won. Or maybe the first time you hear about it is through this podcast. Who knows? What the point is, I'm going to pick some people and you're going to win. It's going to be amazing. And for everyone else, if you want something for free, subscribe to my mailing list. You're going to get a free ebook, 10 tips on preaching to students. Ebook is going to be great. You don't have, like, I don't like paying for ebooks, but if you give me a free ebook, there's a high chance I will read the ebook because I will read free. I don't think I'll pay for it, but I will read it for free. And that's what you get. You get a free ebook. Friends, you guys are great. Buddies, you guys are great. I'll talk to you guys next week. Till then.